And it must have been nervy at the end there, but you've got there in the end. How delighted are you to pick up those 3 points?
Yeah, Lewis, the main thing tonight is picking up the 3 points. It wasn't a particularly good game of football. Listen, we didn't expect Maidenhead to come here and roll over. Of course we didn't. You know, they're a tough team and they're hard to play against. There's lots of fouls in the game. It was really niggly and horrible, and there's lots of time wasting. And it weren't a great spectacle, but backing up a tough game at Chesterfield, you know, all I said to the boys were, look, you got to back that up now and try and get a back-to-back wins, you know. And I think that's one loss in eight, something like that. You know, we've been in games where we probably played better and only took a point from them, or maybe not even got anything, you know, than we have done tonight. But it was a professional job in the end, and delighted with the 3 points.
You scored now in each of your last 11 games, 17 goals in the process. How delighted are you to have turned that around goal scoring wise?
Yeah, that sounds nice. There's been all questions about not goal scoring. All we've done is we found Danny Ollins, you know. No, he scored his seventh for the season now. But, you know, the second goal, it's brilliant play. You know, we took a quick throw, worked it to Smarties, whipped in a hell of a cross, you know, a great ball. And Ty attacked the ball like we know he can. That was a great header, you know. Real, real good goal from our point of view. They'd probably be disappointed because come from a throw-in and work this, that and the other. But from our side, you know, we're looking at the attacking players. A great ball in and we work hard on our crossing. And then Ty's arrived and it was a great header.
Well, it sounds strange, but you're 13th, only 1 point off a playoff place. All of a sudden, the league table's looking a lot rosier now, isn't it?
It's just the nature of, what you know, the league. And, you know, that's why I wasn't getting too carried away. I know a few people probably got carried away when we probably didn't pick up as many points as we wanted to. 6, 7, 8 games ago. I know what these boys are giving me. I know we've been in pretty much every game we've played in, and that's including tonight. It could have gone either way, you know. It's such a tight league. There's very, very few fine little margins between each game. Like I said, we probably played better and not got the points tonight, and we've managed to get the 3 points tonight. So it's nice to hear that, you know, that we're in and around where I wanted to be, you know, come the end of the season. You know, it's not where you are after 5, 10 games. It's not even where you are after now 15, 16 games it is. It's where we ended up last season. And if we can win games when we're not at our best on nights like this, you know, and the support was great for us tonight, hopefully we'll get to there where we want to be at the end of the season. But we know it's going to be tough because, like you said there, we're in 13th now, 1 point off of the playoffs. And it just seems crazy to say, doesn't it? It shows how tight the league is.
And one more on injuries. Anyone expected to be back for Saturday, do you think? Has Raider got a chance?
Oh, no, I had to do a thing upstairs and I sort of explained it to the few people up there. You know, I was really hopeful that Jack and Raider would be back for Saturday, but they've come in early with Cookie today and stepped up their rehab programmes, and both of them are broke down. So Jack and Raider won't be ready certainly for Saturday. Would they have a chance of being ready for Welling? I couldn't honestly tell you. I think Raider's going to go for a scan as soon as possible on his calf, because it's this Thursday will be a month now, and we thought it wasn't too serious. We thought it was just a little niggle, and it's turned into him being out for a month, and obviously maybe a little bit longer now. And Jack, he's 2 weeks. He done it away at Torquay with his hamstring, so he was ahead of schedule because he was young. We thought he was getting there, but he's just tried stepping it up and he wasn't quite ready to do it, so we'll have to rein him back again. And hopefully it's only a minor setback with him, and he could be hopefully back for the FA Cup game. But Wince is out of his boot, which is really, really great to see for me, and now he's going to start doing his rehab process. And look, every step of the way with Wins, we've got to step him up and hope that he doesn't break down, because the honest truth is, if he feels it, then he has to have an operation. If he doesn't, then hopefully he'll be back in the group. And when I think I haven't had Wint since Stockport away, you know, and that seems like a long time ago, you know, he's so important to this team, you know. I love him to bits as a person and as a footballer. He's sort of the one that goes unnoticed, you know. You have them players in your group that stand out, and there's the others that you know what you're going to get from day after day and game after game, and he's certainly one of my boys I can always turn to and rely on wherever we are and whatever the game is. So I'm hopeful we'll be okay as well. And young Callum Bourne was back in with the boys. It's great to see him as well. It's nice to see him. Cal's another great lad, but we're waiting on the exact date now for his operation. He's gonna be out for a significant amount of time, but hopefully we'll get his operation done in the next 3 or 4 weeks, and then he can start his rehab process and look forward rather than, you know, what's going on. Hopefully he'll be back and do great for this club when he eventually is back.